सबसे पहले उन्होंने बताया यदि कोई संसार से जुड़ गया और उसको आत्यंतिक कल्याण की इच्छा हो, अब चरण मरण के चक्कर में न पड़ू और आत्यंतिक कल्याण क्या कृष्ण के चरणों में प्रेम, युगल के चरणों में प्रेम हो, इस इच्छा से शत्रु के पास नहीं जाए। शत्रु का लक्षण भी बताया,
So the guru, which is he's very expert in sabda brahm, and he's in Ved and everything, he knows well. So he's very expert in all the sastras. By that, and he knows this. So doubts of any disciple, he can remove very easily. And he has realization of Parabrahma and understands that Sri Krishna is Parabrahma. By Bhagavad Bhakti, first is I perform sadhana bhakti, then bhava bhakti, then prem bhakti. By this, for performing these bhaktis, three bhaktis step by step. Yeah. Then he will have the experience of Bhagwan. Oh yeah, the guru who has got the realization of Brahma. Then he will be able to explain to his disciples, and then he will be able to transform the Krishna prem in their heart, in his disciples' heart. But if he himself, the guru, doesn't know anything, yeah, then how can he teach his disciples? So I don't know, somebody rather have. So we in Srimad Bhagavatam is so many examples, yeah? Stories that which tells you how to get the Bhagavad Prem. So the guru have no attachment to the material things, to his body even, no asakti, no attachment. So it's all this in Srimad Bhagavatam about the old rishis giving the how to use this method. So about the nine yogindras said first to know the Bhagavan, to cross this ocean of birth and death, so one have to take the shelter of Sadguru. Without any duplicity and a very intimate seva one have to perform. Then he will give some siksha. Until and unless maybe we don't surrender properly, opening our heart and giving to the, you know, surrendering to Guru, until and unless we don't do that, then he will keep us, cheat us all the time. He understands, Guru understands which devotee is, you know, disciple is, what is it, yeah, is it duplicious, what the disciple needs or doesn't need. So he said, Gurudev said, nobody should have any duplicity, not at all duplicity, take out all duplicity. You cannot hide the duplicity from Guru. And then Guru, if you have got duplicity, he will give you the material sort of life, you know, guide you that way and give you, cheat you like that. Yes, I missed a little bit, but anyway. No. So, Bhagwan have created this to swim this material ocean very easily and to attain Bhagwan. He is given in Bhagavat all this siksha, Bhagwan himself, yeah. So all this siksha, these teachings, instruction, one should follow. So Bhagwan, through the Guru, has given these old teachings. So we should follow all this in Bhagavad through the Gurudev. We have learned. We should follow all of them to swim this ocean of material ocean. So he's not pleased or he's sad. So he has got the flame at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. So in materially he is not sad or happy. So in the material life we will get happiness, unhappiness, but be equal, you know, quiet. And that, how to, how to come over this happiness, unhappiness, and learn from Guru's lotus feet, taking shelter of Guru's feet. So one should see in all these many, many animals, our Aradhya Dev, Gurudev is in all the animals too.
Animals?
Yeah, in animals see our own Guru, Aradhya Dev, Guru, in them. So learn these things, to see in even animals, every living entity, that my Guru is there. So why we have come in this world is to learn that. So we have to learn this as well. Money, wealth. The more wealth is the against bhakti, is the wealth. Opposite wealth. Mm. Yeah.
To win wealth?
I don't know, wealth. He says, done,
yeah.
Money. So one gets the money with very, very hard work. Sorry. So all this trouble comes that somebody might shoot you for that money. So if the money is not, then also problem. If you got, then also problem. So the wealth which brings even wife, children, everything, house, everything, then no use for this, can't give you anything. So put your all strength at the lotus feet of Guru Seva and learn all these teachings from Gurudev. So all the welfare, all the source of welfare is sadhu sang. Sadhu sang, sadhu sang is the only way to be, make your life successful. Only. So without sadhu sang, you cannot get anything, nothing. So without sadhu sang, there is no chance to get even guru. Without sadhu sang, we don't understand how unhappy we are. So without sadhu sang, we don't understand how to serve Guru. So this is why, this is the glories of sadhu sang, great glories of God. So from Bhagavad Bhakta, I don't know. So from the devotee's heart, bhakti is flowing like a river, like a oil, non-stop.
Like honey.
So you swim in that and make your life successful. Okay, if I understand. So they cry, the sun means the pure devotees, sometimes they cry and laughing. And see, I did thinking of Bhagwan. So when I will see Bhagwan, when I say, when I will get Bhagwan, when I will, how I will get, what I can do that I can do it. Where can I go? Where I can go, I can get Krishna. Like that he cries and crying. So like this person to get is very, very rare. To have such a so much rare to get such a devotees darshan. Sometimes he's laughing. Why? He's thinking, is in his heart the vision of Krishna's Leela, Smurti. What he's seeing? The gopis. So in the defeating the Krishna in talking or something, and all the sakhis are clapping their hands. So like this, the devotee is watching this Leela and he's laughing. And sometimes dancing. Just to please his Prabhu, he is dancing. So sometimes he just feels his Bhagwan inside and is very, very quiet. So these are the symptoms of pure devotees. So like this devotee, one get such a devotee, then their life is very, very successful. So Sadhu Sangh's glories is how he will tell the Harikatha, and through the Harikatha he will make he's dancing. Naradaji is like that, telling Harikatha, dancing, singing, crying. Surab Damodar, Ramananda Rai, under their guidance, also are like that, great. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is no less, he is also such a pure devotee. Therefore, so Sadhu Sangh, there is nothing greater than Sadhu Sangh, Sadhu Sangh, Matra Sadhu Sangh. So all the sastras take the Sadhu Sangh.
You should continue. So,
one must approach, that Tasma means therefore one must approach the Guru.
What were the symptoms of such a spiritual master? We have a different sequence here. He must be expert in Shastra, in scripture. Means he knows the essence of Mahabharata, the Upanishads, and the different Vedic scriptures. Number two, especially by his direct realization as well as knowledge of the scriptures, he has the ability to remove any doubt in the hearts of the disciples. Otherwise, if he has only knowledge of the scriptures but not direct experience, if he has no direct experience of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, then how can he explain what he has not received, what he has not experienced? Therefore, the spiritual master will remove the doubt of the disciple who will progress on the three paths, the three levels of devotion, Sattva-bhakti, Bhava-bhakti, and finally, Prema-bhakti. As the Guru speaks his own life history and his own realizations, he removes the doubt of the disciple, just like Madhukuni by explaining his own life history to Yasudeva, removing all his doubts. And thirdly, this bona fide spiritual master will have no material attachments. There's been a number of Hindus that explain all this in their instructions to Nini Maharaj in a sequential fashion. First, in the young Guru Padasaraya, taking complete shelter of the spiritual master. And then, upon attaining full samadhi or surrender to him, one should begin seva. Because without surrendering to him, then no one can perform seva. Therefore, that surrender and seva should be iskapat, free from duplicity. There should be remain no cheap propensity in the mind of the disciple. Therefore, the disciple cannot come before the Guru. Cannot bring his mind before the spiritual master, then he must be full of duplicity. Therefore, Guru knows who is cheating and who is not cheating. He knows who is doing what, he knows what to get to whom. Therefore, that person comes to Guru with duplicity. The spiritual master cheats him by not speaking any Vajra Shisha, by not giving any Pankata, and instead gives him an opportunity to achieve wealth and Pratishtha. But there is no spiritual advancement for such a disciple. Therefore, we should be discomfort without duplicity, completely surrender to Guru, and not only surrender, then one should follow the instructions one receives from a spiritual master. Especially instructions which have come directly from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Bhagavatam. We should not just hear, but we should hear to practice and follow those teachings. Therefore, we should understand that no matter how much wealth we get in this world, it will not make us happy. Therefore, this world, because of lack of prema and devotion, we are looking this world here and there for something else. Everybody in this world wants happiness, and all our endeavors are to remove unhappiness. But we are not successful. Therefore, we should learn from the spiritual master how to make our lives successful. We should learn from him how to tolerate loss and to how to tolerate loss and gain, how to become overwhelmed by them. We should follow Bhakti's instructions which come from his mouth and by his own personal behavior. We should follow him. We should learn these things from the spiritual master. How Bhagavan is there pressed in the hearts of every living entity. From him we can also learn what is against Bhagavan Bhakti and what is right over him. Therefore we should know that the biggest obstacle to devotion is the accumulation of excessive wealth. If one has not controlled his senses, he has no ability to digest it. Therefore, wealth is the source of all difficulties. It's very difficult to attain. And upon attaining it, then one may even risk one's life to keep it. For example, if someone may come to steal my wallet, we bring out a gun. Therefore, we risk our life to get wealth, and we risk our life to keep it. Therefore, by hearing instructions from Guru, we should learn how to engage our house, our wife, our children, our animals, that through which we get by God, we should learn how to engage them in the service of our world. And by this we can be happy. Therefore, by such service we can learn how to engage everything in the service of each Christian. Therefore, scripture has said, when scripture says three things, it's emphasizing completely, like Hari Ram, therefore, by Sadhusana, we learn everything. We learn how to serve Guru by Sadhusana. We learn how to perform Vaishnava seven service. We learn how to chant the holy name and perform the names of Bhakti Vaishnava Sharma. Therefore, Bhagavatam said, Satanta Sakata, the way of Bhagavatam, 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 flowing through the mouth of Krishna, around towards Krishna, and we should take bath in that river. Therefore, my son, we can forget everything in this world, and we can learn how to dedicate our mind towards Krishna. Then we should perform association with the Premimata, pure Vaishnava. What is the symptom of such a devotee? They're crying, ah, kaja, ha, ha, vajanananan. Where can you go to meet Krishna? What can I do? How I can meet him, how I can hear about him, that the world will be lost and restless, and crying for Krishna. But my Kuntubhya Darshan, the Darshan or the association of that devotee who can be given to my Kuntanansi Krishna, that is very, very rarely achieved. What is the capital, what is the behavior of such a devotee? Sometimes the pastime of Krishna manifests in their heart. They see how Radharani and gopis have defeated Krishna aggressively, and the gopis begin clapping their hands, jaya shirade, seeing that pastime, he laughs. Sometimes he dances in ecstasy, and when he gets direct experience of Krishna, then chuchak, he remains completely stunned and silent. Sometimes he weeps for him. Therefore, by the association of Mani Manika, that will constantly speak Hare Krishna, and slowly will become purified to reach the feet of Krishna. But if we do not carry like Narapuri, just by his mercy, we can achieve such a level of devotion. Therefore, especially the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Sukhdhavana and others, who are under the guidance of such sadhus, we should be very much eager for their association. For example, the devotee like Thakur Bhaktivinoda, we should not think that they are less, and he is less than the associates of Mahaprabhu, because he is called Sapta Goswami, the Seventh Goswami. Therefore, brothers and sisters, our holy medicine is Sadhusa.
Please.